So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Can I suck you for free turkey too? Now, I haven't taken a ruler to this thing, but it's at least 12 inches. This thing is mumbo jumbo size. Man, that guy's a hunk. Where did you find all this stuff? That guy sounds like a raving lunatic. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, welcome back, everybody. Before we get into, I've got a hell of a story. I got a hell of a story that I got to share with you and get both Cowboy Bob and, what's your name? Aunt Major? A to the Mac? What do we call you?
Anthony.
AWOD Radio? AWOD Army?
Anthony. Chris Russell, that's my name.
I got to get this story. But first, I got to get to my guy, the Birdman, because he's been waiting on hold a long time, and he's very important, and he wants to yell about John Harbaugh still being the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, wait a second. You finally got your wish. Wish granted. How are you,
pal? I don't want to. You know, I'm finally glad that you understand how important I am. So thank you for that.
I wouldn't go too far. But, you know.
You are important
in my world. You're not that important elsewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take your world. But first, before I go into anything, AMAC and Cowboy Bob.
Yes.
This is especially for Cowboy Bob.
Yes.
How dare he think that we would send the Cowboys to Cancun? In the words of Charles Barkley, they're going to Galveston to play in that dirty water. We're not even going to send them to Cancun. It's too good for them.
They'll go to Galveston. I tend to agree. You know, Galveston reminds you of like a city that there's probably polluted water in.
It is.
And probably, I don't know, a bunch of people maybe with overalls is what I would guess. I've never been to Galveston. I never will go to Galveston. I think that's perfect for the Dallas Cowboys. I think so.
Yeah, they probably got some big old women down there. You know?
Mm.
Yeah. Just think about that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
anyway.
Let me turn off my cool. Yeah.
What?
I stopped myself before I went too far. Go ahead.
That's why I started talking, because I didn't want you to go too far.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me turn off my Cool in the Gang celebration music here as I continue to celebrate the firing of John Harbaugh.
Yeah, right.
9,000
other NFL teams want him, but the Ravens, they're too good for him.
Well, you know, sometimes the message gets stale. Look at Andy Reid in Philly, right?
I agree.
And look at
how it turned out. When the Eagles fans said Andy Reid's got to go, when the Eagles said it's got to go, look at Andy Reid. I mean, he was nothing after he left Philadelphia.
Well, you know, every dog has its day, Chris.
And good dogs.
You know,
and good dogs have too, baby.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, here's my thing. One, and if you type into Google and you type in John Harbaugh, Josh Harris, Google AI says that the Commanders are talking to the John Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been saying this since the news happened, and I haven't been able to talk to you about it. To me, you get rid of both your coordinators.
Right.
Is it out of the realm of possibility?
Yeah.
That's one of the teams that still have head coaches that are probably calling.
So you texted me about this, which I appreciate because I always need good ideas. You texted me about this and you sent me all sorts of paraphernalia about Josh Harris, like you said, you know, that they, all these connections and the link and whatever. Look, I would just say this. I would be very surprised if John Harbaugh had received a call from the Commanders or his agent. I can't rule it out. I would never, ever, ever say no chance, no way, because I don't know how these people operate. But to me, it would be, while it might be the right and justifiable decision, it would be a still, in my opinion, a cold-blooded bad look for the Commanders to let go of Dan Quinn and or Adam Peters or both. Because if you read, I think something else you sent me, John Harbaugh is looking for $20 million a year.
Yeah, and a $10 million staff, assistant.
Yeah, coach assistant. Staff. Right. And he didn't get, right? Did I read right? The Dolphins announced the Packers executive. They didn't even hire the guy that he want, the guy that supposedly was linked to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's interesting, but I will say this and I'll leave you with this. I think the Commanders are missing a beat by not at least talking to Todd Monken. And I say that because if you take out this past season where Lamar was hurt, the Ravens had the greatest offense last year, right? And even before that, he supercharged Lamar Jackson into an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lamar and Jaden are not far removed. They're the same type of quarterback. And I think I haven't seen any report that the Commanders have even requested Todd Monken.
Nope. Not
out
there
yet. We know he's going to get blown out.
Yeah, not out there yet. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and he admitted, we have the sound, right? AMAC, did I send you that Todd Monken talking about how he did a bad job essentially with Lamar Jackson? I don't know if I sent this to you, Birdie, or not. Why don't we play that we let Birdman go here, if you can fire that up, because it was interesting. And you're right. I think Todd Monken certainly, I mean, look, again, he worked with a mobile quarterback that a lot of people try and compare Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels' skill set. Certainly there are some similarities. You know, I don't think there's a lot of similarities in terms of personality, but there are certainly play style similarities is what he wanted to say in English. So we're going to play the sound. We'll let you go, Bird. I appreciate you as always. Have a good weekend, pal.
See you, buddy.
Enjoy that Ravens playoff game. Oops, sorry. Forgot that they weren't around either. It just keeps going in a loop around my head. Just a loop. Around and around and around and around and around in a big loop, you know? You don't get that?
You're on one today, man. You got to chill out. So, Todd Monken.
Yes, Todd Monken. You don't like my jokes. Nobody gets the brilliance of this show. I mean, I may not be the most polished guy in the world. I'm pretty damn funny.
Well, you guys start getting on the mic.
Steve Lombardi.
Brian said, looking at these.
I'm pretty funny looking. Wow. All right, young stunner B. Young stunner B, my ass. Get out of here. Get lost. All right, here's Todd Monken, the current, I guess you could call him that, Ravens offensive coordinator, on his relationship with Lamar Jackson and more.
Like, is that kind of the fair thing to say? Everyone had a hand in things? Is that?
I don't know how else you can say it, because everybody's going to want a hand when it goes great. I mean, the year before, I didn't hear anybody. We all had a hand in it. We had a bunch of guys on offense that had career years. Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, the tight end, Lamar, the O-line. We were healthy the whole year.
Yeah.
And we all get to be a part of that. And we should.
Yeah.
But as I always tell the coaches, just like I would tell the players, you can't get all the credit when we do well and just exonerate yourself from the blame when it doesn't go that way. That is so ridiculously like out there that I can't even live in that world. I can't live in that world. I haven't gotten to where I'm at living in that world. I haven't. You know what? I didn't coach Lamar well enough. I didn't have as good a relationship as I could have. I didn't do the things that we needed this year to win enough games to give ourselves a chance. And I believe that. I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show, and I'm going to fight like hell to fix it. I'm going to fight like hell for the next job I get, and I'm going to root like hell for the Ravens.
That's a really interesting soundbite. That was, I believe, Ryan Ripken, like Cal's brother or cousin or something. I don't know. He had Todd Monken on. And, you know, he says, the next job I get, I'm going to root like hell. But I didn't have as close of a relationship. I do wonder if he came here, as Birdie and I were just talking about, would he have a better relationship with Jaden Daniels? I mean, he did wonders, I think, to help. Now, Lamar did most of it, but he did wonders to help Lamar Jackson in the pocket. Lamar was not a good pocket passer before Monken got there. Does that mean Monken did it all? No, of course not. Lamar did it. But Monken helped. So could he help further develop Jaden Daniels, somebody who's already somebody who I believe, and I think everybody else believes, is far further along as a pocket passer than Lamar Jackson was at a comparable state? Yeah, I think he could. Now, does that mean they would have a great relationship? Who knows? Probably not. But it sure would be interesting. Sure would be interesting to see that and to see what they could, make of it. All right. I want to get back to the NFL wildcard weekend. Wait a second. Before we do that, I've got this. I was very in my feels, if you will. I'm sure they'll turn that into something else. That's not what I mean. On Sunday, Highmark Stadium, formerly New Era Field, Rich Stadium, the Ralph, all that up in Buffalo. I spent many a Sunday, many a great time, just awesome with my fraternity brothers, Phi Sigma Kappa, at Buffalo State, on my own, as a young adult working, learning how to cover football games, football teams. Just recently, with a Bills-Washington game, I think it was in 2021, Garth Brooks concert in 2022. That was awesome. That was my last time there. That'll be my last time there. So they closed it up, unless the Bills obviously return for a home playoff game, which is unlikely. They would have to, it basically would be to host the AFC Championship game if things went really wonky in the AFC. So 53 years the stadium's been around. They're moving to a $2.1 billion venue across the street, highly designed for wind and this, that, and the other thing. But they've partnered with sports memorabilia company Collectible Exchange to make as many keepsakes available to the public as possible. So according to TMZ, they've done this for other iconic venues like Yankee Stadium, Madison Square Garden, so on and so forth. And there's tremendous, tremendous interest and buzz about this. Would you want to guess what is mentioned in this TMZ article that people are most interested in? Did you guys hear the setup to this? Or were you two carrying on your own talk show over there? At Highmark Stadium, they're making all of these artifacts to the stadium available for purchase, for keepsake. Do you want to guess what is mentioned in this TMZ article as the number one thing that people are looking for?
Buffalo Wings.
No. Any idea?
They're trying to take the seat? I don't know.
No. That would be a good guess. Buffalo Wings would be a good guess. They want the urinal troughs. People want those troughs. They want that kind of stuff.
That's your people.
So we'll make that available. You're talking about Buffalo, and people take a lot of pride in the stadium.
That's Buffalonians.
More than 12,000 orders have already been placed. They could worry. They could run out of seats, they said, from the 70,000-seat stadium. Prices start at $549 for one seat, and chunks of turf and goalposts cost $100. New products will be made available every few weeks throughout 2026. But apparently, again, there is a demand for the troughs because people want to have their man caves have the urinals at Highmark Stadium available. Now, I will just say this. I have gone to the bathroom in those troughs. They are disgusting. They were disgusting 30 years ago, 28 years ago, 3 years ago. I can't imagine. I mean, I'm sure they got to clean them. I'm sure they've got to disinfect them. But, like, we have bathrooms here at Odyssey DC. They're disgusting. Why would you want that?
I mean, honestly, these bathrooms aren't that bad compared to other bathrooms. Like, okay. Stadium bathrooms are terrible.
Stadium bathrooms are awful. Yeah. I shouldn't say these are bad, but that's what they want.
Play Miami.
I mean, these troughs are like metal bins. What were you doing over there?
Don't worry, we just cooking up, you know.
You're cooking up some way to bust my chops?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
No.
But these are like metal bins with like that just people just go peeing. I don't know how to describe it any better than that. It's not like a typical urinal. It's literally a metal basket that people just pee in. Why would you want that? Why would you pay any money for that? What are you, sick? Come on, Bills Mafia, let's do better.
That's your fan base, man.
No.
That's your people.
No.
Yes.
No. Now, I have said they are planning on, they said they were also gathering snow from the parking lots and making something out of it. And I said, well, look, be careful because there's a lot of yellow snow around there. And I know I have partaken in that at many a tailgate, okay, at Highmark Stadium or Bill Stadium or whatever. So I'd be very careful about drinking anything that has to do with snow from that field, from that stadium, from those parking lots. Those people are insane up there, the Bills Mafia. They are pretty crazy. The Bills in Jacksonville this Sunday. I would love for nothing more. I mean, look, Jacksonville is a cool story, right? I want the Bills the sixth seed at 12-5 because I love Josh Allen. I want to hold out hope that somehow, some way, the Chargers beat the Patriots. The Chargers make a run to the AFC Championship. The Bills make a run to the AFC Championship. And we get one more game. One more game at Highmark Stadium. I might have to go up for that game. Chargers at the Bills. AFC Championship, baby. That's what I want. So out Jacksonville. Out New England. Give me the Chargers at Buffalo or a chance. Chargers at Buffalo for the AFC Championship. The last AFC Championship game played at that stadium, you know when it was? Before you two goofballs were born. 1994. January. You know how I know? I was there. You know who the quarterback of the opponent was? No idea?
Nope.
You know who the opponent was?
It was obviously... Wasn't it Troy Aikman?
It was not.
It was not?
No, because that's the Super Bowl. This is the AFC Championship AFC game to get to that.
Oh. Yeah.
The week before, they beat the Oakland Raiders, or then the LA Raiders, 51-0 they measured the wind temperature and the air temperature, I should say the wind chill, at like negative 40 below. And they beat them 51-0. The next week, AFC Championship game, wasn't anywhere near as cold. It was cold, but it wasn't anywhere near as cold. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Not led by Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. No, 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 no. Led by Joe Montana. You ever hear of him? Joe Montana in the AFC Championship game. And I got to be there. How about them apples? I could have gone to that other game, but I was like, hell no. Hell no. So give me the Chargers and Buffalo or Path, 6 and 7 seed, and I'll be a happy camper. And then I might have to make a trip up there somehow, some way. Maybe get a media credential. Maybe just pay to go one last time. All right, 22 minutes after the hour, we're running late as always, right here on the Team 980. I see AMAC just poised, ready to just play something to try and embarrass me. So you're going to hear something that is absolutely not representative of this fine radio show. This radio show with upstanding morals that believes in nothing but box score bingo. This show, which never laughs at itself, you're about to hear something right here, right now.
Can I suck you for free turkey too?
Now, I haven't taken a ruler to this thing, but it's at least 12 inches. This thing is mumbo jumbo size. Man, that guy's a hunk.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To go up to him and say, hey, big boy, I like your feet. Man, somebody found an archive file folder from all of my not-so-greatest hits around here. Somebody is just a loose cannon, just firing away. I mean... All right, so I've said some crazy things. Like, when you are an electric entertainer like I am, you're going to say some stupid things. You're going to see some crazy things in an effort to make people laugh. And AMAX apparently found the folder, something that he had not discovered. All right, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We'll try and get through it. We'll try and soldier through together. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, I'm a good guy, I promise. I don't try and hurt anybody. I don't break any laws. I hate speeders. I hate reckless drivers. I don't like guns. I don't hurt women. You know, I'm just a guy trying to do a 3-hour radio show. Uphill both ways, 6 inches of snow on the ground, broken glass underneath, and no shoes on, no boots. That's it. That's all I'm trying to do.
Doing a good job, Bruce.
You know, and AMAC just tries to kind of dig in and get after me and has found the secret file folder. Man, are we in trouble now? Are we in trouble now? All right, let's do a trending alert, and then we will come back for my super six-pack. We can't do a dueling super. Well, I guess we could, but I mean, duh. It would be, yeah, I guess we could. It's the top six playoff teams, right? Sure, why not? On the Team 980, the Odyssey app. All right, the Wizards are set to introduce 4-time All-Star Trae Young to the media later on this afternoon at Capital One Arena, where they will take on Derrick Queen, making his return to his home area in the DMV for the first time as a pro with the New Orleans Pelicans, who stink. They are 8-31. The Wizards, a little bit better than that, 10-26. But Trae Young has already been ruled out for the Wiz. Apparently, the Grizzlies are now finally open to making a move and taking offers for embattled star Ja Morant. We will see where that goes. From college football, Trinidad Chambliss, so game in effort last night. Ultimately, Ole Miss losing to Miami. He has had his waiver denied for an extra year for a second time by the NCAA. However, Ole Miss can still appeal one more time. To the NFL, the Miami Dolphins are closing and finalizing a deal, according to multiple reports, with new general manager John Eric Sullivan, the Green Bay Packers vice president of player personnel. Of course, many thought they might be going a different direction to try and link and recruit John Harbaugh down to Miami, but while that can still happen, it doesn't look like they're going to go with the Chargers executive, who was a finalist in the search. And if the report is correct, again, the Dolphins will have a new GM in John Eric Sullivan. Tonight, the Caps are back in action in Chicago at the United Center after a loss to the Dallas Stars. 8 o'clock Eastern time, the face-off right here or over on 106.7, the Fam. Also, we should let you know that Connor Bedard has missed the last 12 games for the Blackhawks. He is expected to make his return on the Team 980. That's what's trending.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, good to have you with us as we wrap up shop here on a Feel Good Football Friday. We've got to get through our stooling Super Six Packs. That's right, six NFL playoff games. Oh, too much. Too much. Six NFL playoff games this weekend, starting at 4:30 Eastern time tomorrow. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Woo! North Carolina. The Carolina Panthers, winners of the NFC South at 8-9. But they are 5-3 at home against the Los Angeles Rams. Not the winners of the NFC West, but the wild card. Matt Stafford and the boys come to town. Weather's supposed to be around high 60s, so not a factor. The Carolina Panthers are 10.5-point underdogs in this game. 10.5-point underdogs. They won the division for the first time since 2015, and barely. They needed lots of help. That's right, because they couldn't do it themselves. They couldn't beat the Bucs. Bryce Young, 3,011 pass yards in 2025. He did have a touchdown pass in six of his last seven regular season games and a 90-plus passer rating in four of his last five. In the Rams matchup in the regular season, he threw for 206 pass yards and three touchdowns. So he can play. We don't know what we're going to get, but he certainly can be a factor. However, to me, Bryce Young is too inconsistent. The Carolina Panthers are too inconsistent. The Rams have Cam Curl, a career-high 122 tackles. Emmanuel Forbes, remember these names? Third, tied for third, with 18 passes defensed. Emmanuel Forbes. I think the Rams are the much, much, much better team. Obviously, so does Vegas. Again, 10.5 is a big number, especially in a playoff game. But to me, the Rams better on special teams since my guy Ben Kotwicka took over. I'm going to take the Rams minus the 10.5 and, well, just hope that my eyes are right and that the Rams at 12-5, even though they struggled a little bit down the stretch, turning the ball over too much, are the better football team. Game number two. What happened to my music? Hey, Mac, what happened to the music? The NFL music just died out. It was just lost in my great analysis, in my brilliant analysis.
There you go. Ask and you shall still receive.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. We've already talked a little bit about this game, the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. The Green Bay Packers, 1.5-point favorites on the road without Micah Parsons. Again, I've told you, I have respect for the Bears. I understand they've turned into a top five offense. Yards, this, that, and the other thing, points. Caleb Williams, nearly 4,000 yards. Ben Johnson got it. Chicago can run the ball. I really like what Chicago has done. They're too damn inconsistent for me. They drive me crazy. They're asleep for two-thirds, three-quarters of the game. Give me the Green Bay Packers minus 1.5. On the road at Soldier Field in Chicago. I wonder if Micah Parsons was there. I wonder how big that number would be. 3.5? 4.5? Green Bay, -1.5 over the Bears in the third matchup since what? December? December 1st? Something like that? Maybe it was Thanksgiving weekend. I can't remember. Game number three. This on Sunday afternoon to get the slate started. 1 o'clock, Everbank Field Stadium in Jacksonville, Florida. The Buffalo Bills at 12-5. 5-3 on the road. Jaguars 13-4, 7-2 at home. The Bills are favored by 1.5 over Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence just over the 4,000-yard mark. 29 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He's been really good down the stretch. The Jacksonville Jaguars have been much, 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 much more consistent than, say, the Carolina Panthers, say, even the Chicago Bears. Their defense creates turnovers. Now, Josh Allen is a different beast, but there's something about this Bills defense that I don't love. Even though Sean McDermott is a defensive guy, and I really want the Buffalo Bills to keep alive the hope of getting back to Highmark Stadium, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars win this football game. Give me the Jaguars plus 1.5 over the Buffalo Bills. Give you a number on Jacksonville. How about this? Travis Etienne, did you realize this? Almost 1,400 scrimmage yards. 1,107 rush, 292 receiving, and 13 touchdowns this year. Travis Etienne, more than Trevor Lawrence, probably the key to this game, and forcing turnovers. It doesn't necessarily have to be interceptions. It could be fumbles. Remember, the Bills like to do the tush-push thing, especially in short-yarded situations. The Jaguars have been excellent at creating turnovers this year. Give me the Jaguars at home, plus the 1.5, unfortunately, over the Buffalo Bills. Game number four. Game two of Sunday. The San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles are 6-point favorites. When I think about this game, I think, well, it could very easily be like one of those 10-7 slobber knockers, because the 49ers offense is much more consistent than the Eagles offense. But the Eagles' defense is so damn lights out. However, remember what happened when Chicago rolled in there the day after Thanksgiving and they ran the ball down their throat? I think the 49ers can do some of that. Obviously, with Christian McCaffrey. Now, doesn't look like they're going to have Trent Williams. That's a big loss for them. But they probably can run the ball pretty effectively in this game. And then if they can get play action and boots and all that, and Purdy doesn't turn the ball over and have a terrible game, if he doesn't get lit up like a Christmas tree, I think the 49ers can hang in there. I don't know if they win. Their defense is really not good enough because of the injuries to Bosa and Werner. Unless the 49ers can force three or four turnovers, I don't know if they win this game. So I'm going to say Eagles win, 49ers cover plus 6 in game 2 on Sunday, game 4 of our six-pack. Meanwhile, the final game on Sunday. Sunday night in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Gillette Stadium, the 11-6, 5-3 on the road Chargers, and Jim Harbaugh against the Patriots, 14-3, 6-3 at home. You got Drake May. You got Trevion Henderson. You got Stephon Diggs. You got Christian Barmore. You got all sorts of guys getting charged with all sorts of assaults, specifically Diggs and Barmore. You got the Patriots, who have not played the hardest schedule. I think we all know that. At home. First playoff game there in a number of years, right? Drake May's awesome. I think I see Derwin James coming up with a big interception late in the game to seal it for the Chargers. In this one, I see Justin Hurt. I see too many distractions for the Patriots. I see this, not their first real test. They've obviously been tested, taking on the Buffalo Bills. They've obviously been tested. taking on the Broncos. I got it. But the Chargers, outside of their offensive line, are a pretty damn good all-around team. And they're good on special teams, and they're crafty, and Herbert can run and break contain. To me, I like the Chargers in this game. They are 3.5-point underdogs. Give me Los Angeles plus 3.5 over the Patriots. And I think they win outright. Game number 6, Monday night. Monday night football, Texans, Steelers. The Texans are 3-point road favorites. I don't know how you can watch the Steelers and be like, "Woo, man, that team's about to take off." Although they get DK Metcalf back. Houston's defense, Kwame Lassiter's awesome. Will Anderson is terrific. They have Danielle Hunter. C.J. Stroud has passed for 976 yards and 4 touchdowns with a 100.5 passer rating in 4 career playoff games. He stunk at the beginning of the playoff game last year against the Chargers at home. Got it going. I think the weather is going to be okay. I think C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans get it going, maybe after a rough start. Pittsburgh defense, as we saw late in that fourth quarter against Lamar and the Ravens, not very good. Houston, if they can convert in the red zone and do a better job there, I think they win this game going away with their defense against Aaron Rodgers. Give me Houston. Houston. As 3-point road favorites in Pittsburgh, I'll take them straight up. So, there's your picks. Top 6 teams in the NFL coming into the playoff round, the wild card round. Obviously, we start with the 2-1 seeds, right? The Seattle Seahawks, I think, are better than the Denver Broncos, but you have to put them 1-2. The real question is, who is the third best team going into the playoffs? And I struggled with this one, but to me, the answer is the Houston Texans. We just talked about them. So I'm going to go Texans 3. I'm going to go Chargers number 4. Again, remember, Omarion Hampton expected to play. I'm going to go with the Jaguars at number 5. And I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Rams at number 6. Our dual Super Sunday six packs. We don't do one every day ending in Y like some people do. Nope, just on Friday. That does that. All right, I'll put the picks up on Twitter in case you need some help. I think pretty good. I think we did pretty damn good against the spread this year. Coming up next, we wrap up the show. Dumb Dumb of the Day, straight ahead. Stay with us. Rarely would I come after such an American institution that just wants to provide wholesome family entertainment and not make a single dollar off of it, not make a profit off of it like Disneyland, normally. However, today is not normal. At Disneyland in Southern California, in Anaheim, Disneyland fans and patrons were outraged, disenchanted, they say, to find out this past week that an early perk that was known to on-site Disneyland property hotel guests had been killed off. It was called the Lightning Lane. And it was basically a 30-minute head start before the gates officially opened to Joe Public. And if you've seen some of the lines and if you've ever been to Disney World or Disneyland or whatever, you know, obviously, lots of people try and get in there at the beginning, at the opening, whatever time it opens, 9 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., whatever time it is. So they were allowing guests of the Disneyland hotels to get in there half an hour early. So now everybody's outraged. There's apparently this chat group or whatever called Disney Adults, which sounds revealing. And again, they charge a lot of money to stay at these hotels, right? It was a major incentive. So somebody said on Reddit in this Disney group, quote, "Makes no sense to stay on the property, then it's the perk. It was already worse after being cut to 30 minutes. So apparently this is the second time that they've cut it. Now somebody said, I have no idea why you wouldn't stay somewhere nicer down the street for less money. Disney, however, is providing, instead of the early entry, hotel guests with apparently one Lightning Lane entry to a Lightning Lane multi-pass attraction if they stay at one of their three hotels, the Disneyland Hotel, the Grand Californian, or the Pixar Place Hotel. So that's an attraction in the park, and they're offering one Lightning Lane entry. They rolled out this service, a paid perk that allows guests to skip the conventional lines, whatever, in July of 2024, but they're taking away the early access and the early entry. This, while tickets continue to go up and up and up and up and up, do you want to know what the cost of a top-tier annual pass is? $1,899. $1,899. The top-tier day pass, one day, up $18 to $224 per adult. I can gladly tell you I will never be, and this sort of my own being, I'm not a big amusement park guy. I'll never go to Disneyland again or Disney World. Never. Not doing it. No thanks. Certainly not to be treated like a dum-dum. Yeah, you got to do better than that. I mean, I know it's expensive to operate these places, but my goodness, can we just stop trying to rake over the coals, every red-blooded American? Please. The DOC is coming up next. Richard Doc Walker, Burgundy and Gold today, along with Anthony. It doesn't matter who your name is, Haney. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to Cowboy Bob. AMAC, you have yourself a good weekend, okay?
Do the same, man.
Yeah, enjoy that Giants game. I'll see you on Monday back at 1.
Yes, sir.
Have fun. I'm off to my fraternity brothers are in town. We got a mini convention going on here in D.C., Phi Sigma Kappa. So looking forward to some beer and some bros. Some bros. Yeah. Your boy's going to be drinking tonight during the Indiana-Oregon game. Enjoy that. Doc's up next. Have a great weekend. Adios.
You like the D. I like sausage.